USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Solvang, California, north of Santa Barbara, Cowboy Monty Roberts will attend Monday's funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. The two had a lasting friendship, as the Queen admired his gentle, affectionate methods of raising horses. The funeral will bring to close 10 days of national mourning for Britain's beloved monarch. Cowboy Monty Roberts will join an estimated 500 heads of state and dignitaries. President Biden on CBS News Sunday night said the United States would militarily help Taiwan should China attack the island nation.
We agree with what we signed on to a long time ago, and that there's a one China policy, and that Taiwan makes their own judgments about their independence. We are not moving, we're not encouraging them being independent. We're not, that's their decision.
The White House later backtracked Biden's comments, saying the policy on Taiwan has not changed. Hurricane Fiona knocked out Puerto Rico's electrical system Sunday afternoon, leaving millions without power and thousands without running water. A state of emergency has been declared. The Category 1 hurricane is over the Dominican Republic. After a storm battered western Alaska, causing widespread flooding in several communities, officials are assessing the damage from one of the worst storms to hit the state in decades. Remnants of Typhoon Murbach, brought on by the worst storm in the state's recent history. A pilot has died during a single jet crash at the Reno National Championship Air Races on Sunday. Audio from KCRA NBC3.
Hogue has fallen back now, at least
in
the third.
Oh, no.
There was a problem. Oh, we've had a catastrophe here, Tommy. So
red flag.
We're going
everybody.
To stop.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Idaho Governor Brad Little on Newsmax says President Biden's student loan bailout is a blatant violation of the Constitution.
The issue is kind of standing. I think it's a blatant violation of the Constitution that the president can unilaterally $4,600 billion of debt on taxpayers, about $2,000 per taxpayer, without Congress acting. In fact, Speaker Pelosi in the previous time said it was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cost, and it is patently unfair. It's unfair to people that didn't borrow, and it's even more unfair to the people that made an extra effort to pay their loans off early.
President Zelensky has promised there will be no let-up in Ukraine's campaign to regain territory lost to Russia. The pledge comes on Sunday as Russian forces were stepping up raids on civilian infrastructure, and a top U.S. general warned it was unclear how Moscow would react to its battlefield setbacks in Ukraine. The United States on Monday confirmed the release of American engineer Mark Frerichs in exchange for Taliban figure Haji Bashir Nazari, a senior Biden administration official said on Monday. Biden granted clemency to Nazari after he spent 17 years in U.S. government custody. The Las Vegas Aces are the WNBA world champions after their game last night. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.